abiding in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Parenting in Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another episode of our series, Parenting in Islam. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After listening to this excellence, make a firm intention to recite Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in abundance. The last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, O people, undoubtedly from the terror and accountability of the Day of Judgment, the person who would attain the quick salvation will be the one who would have recited Salat upon me in abundance. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is Golden Rules for Parenting. In this episode, we'll listen to some methods of providing children with good upbringing as well as some golden rules for parenting. Firstly, it's important that we make good intentions before listening to this episode. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali. A believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, we should make as many good intentions as possible before doing any good deed. Firstly, make the intention, and the most important intention should be that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty and to act upon the guidance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You will listen to this episode till the very end, and whatever you learn in this episode, you'll try to remember it and share it with others. And whenever you hear Sallu ala al-Habib, you will recite Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And whenever you hear Tubu ilallah, you will recite Astaghfirullah. And just like that, you can make as many good intentions as you want. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the last few episodes, we heard that one of the methods to provide children with a good upbringing is to teach them the name of Allah Azza wa Jal since the very beginning. And another method to provide children with a good upbringing is to narrate the stories of the Sahaba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to the kids so that they learn from the stories of the Sahaba and from the events and the narrations of the Sahaba so that they are blessed with a good upbringing. Continuing that, it is also important that we teach our children the Holy Quran. A best way of raising children well is to give them religious education alongside worldly education too, especially the education of the Holy Quran, because the benefit of the worldly education is only limited to the world, whereas the benefit of the religious knowledge will be received in the grave and in the hereafter as well. Now make sure that the worldly education is in the boundaries of Sharia law. The Quran is a light. And if the hearts and minds of children are adorned with the light of the Quran, then through its blessings, their inner self will also be illuminated. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has given many glad tidings to those people who teach their children the Holy Quran. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who taught his child how to recite the Quran in this world will be made to wear a crown on the Day of Judgment by which the people of Paradise will come to know that this individual made his son acquire the knowledge of the Quran in the world. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, to emphasize on the importance of teaching children the Quran, let's listen to a little more narrations about this. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also stated, the one who recited the Quran, learnt it and acted upon it, his parents will be made to wear such a crown of nur whose illumination will be like that of the sun, and his parents will be made to wear two attires whose value this world cannot fulfill. They will ask, why were we given these attires? It will be said, due to your children holding on to the Quran. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also stated, the one who teaches his son how to recite the Quran, all his past and future sins are forgiven because of this. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order to raise our children in accordance to the above method, that is, in the guidance of the Holy Quran, we must create a good environment in our homes. As well as yourself, all the family members must be habitual in offering their salah and reciting the Holy Quran, because the environment of the home is the most important factor in the upbringing of children. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is important to note here that if we were to look at the personality of Imam Ahl-Sunnat, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, due to the environment at home being good, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, completed the recitation of the Holy Quran at a very young age. And at the age of 6, during the blessed month of Rabiul Awwal, he delivered an excellent speech on the topic of Miladun Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in a large gathering in the presence of many great scholars and sheikhs, receiving a great acclaim. It was also at the age of 6 that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, found out the direction of the Baghdad city and never stretched his legs towards the direction of Ghaus-e-Azam's, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's, blessed city throughout his entire life. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had devotional love for salah. Thus, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would offer 5 daily salahs in congregation with the first takbir in the masjid. Whenever he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would come across a woman, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would immediately lower his gaze. It was at the age of 7 that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, began to keep the fasts of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, all parents love their children and want them to grow up as fine, upstanding members of the society who diligently fulfill their civic duties. Despite this, parents often use words that negatively affect the child. Parenting is a skill that must be learned and developed, and how you speak to your child is a key part of that. Naturally, we want to recognize our children's achievements by praising them whenever they succeed at something. This reinforces positive behavior and boosts their confidence. Yet, we must be selective in our praise so that they are not driven solely by it. After all, there are many tasks in life that they must learn to complete, whether there is praise at the end or not. So, only praise them where appropriate, carefully selecting your words. Excessive praise can instill a false sense of superiority. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, staying away from excessive praise is a golden rule of parenting. Children often give their all to the small tasks, like drawing something or revising for a test. If children make a mistake or fall short on these matters, then words like these should not be uttered. You have drawn the picture incorrectly, or you have not revised for your test correctly, or what have you done? These kinds of words erode the child's confidence, leading to a sense of inferiority and even unworthiness. Instead, praise their efforts and guide them on how to improve. For example, you can say the following, that you have made a good drawing, there is just a need of improvement for colors, or there is a need to improve the colors, or room for improvement for the colors, etc. Children work at their own pace. Pressurizing them to work at a faster rate increases mental strain and confuses them, hampering their progress and preventing them from completing the task properly. For example, your child might be engaged in completing his homework, but you urge him to hurry up so that you can clean up. This will lead to increased stress on the child's mind, and it is possible that his homework will be substandard. Instead of telling him to hurry up, you should adopt a positive approach by saying, "Let us see if you can complete this homework in 15 minutes or not." In this manner, the child will happily attempt to complete the homework, and your problem will be solved too. Dear viewers on Madani Channel, listen to our last principle for parenting. Children often make requests, and if your usual response is, "Son, I do not have money at the moment," it can cause the child to develop an inferiority complex. Instead of uttering words like these, you can say, "We need to buy more important things. We will buy them for you next time." Or give some other suitable response. Like this, your child will remain protected from developing an inferiority complex, and he will develop an understanding that needs must be fulfilled first and then other luxuries. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we could only cover a few examples in this episode. Keep watching Madani Channel, inshallah. We'll be back with another episode and more important rules and principles about parenting, inshallah. Keep watching Madani Channel, inshallah. We'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Parenting in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah.